broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass. Why, you can just, you know, have yourself a ball, man, doing what you need to do and doing it your way, you know. And that is checking out the thousands of hours of archive material.
There's one. What? I didn't know you was going to go with that.
Yeah, what'd that mean?
You did it again.
I'm sorry.
You did it again.
I'm sorry.
I'm starting an hour, and you guys, wait, what are you guys trying to do? You know, you. I'll say whatever I want to say if it sounds stupid. What is your problem now, bud?
Well, what do you mean, do what you want to do?
I was very absentmindedly flipping through the news, flipping through a pile of news, and whatever came out of my mouth came out of my mouth. It is not your job to say, gee, what did that mean? It's your job to make it work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do what you're going to do.
That's perfect, bud. Thanks. Anyway, go over to our website and get a backstage pass and find out what it's all about. As you know, we're giving away one free month of access to the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. In order to enter the drawing, all you have to do is go to our fan page at Facebook, which is facebook.com/ Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, and like the page. Just give it a like, baby. Now, if you've already done that, then what we would have you do is go over to Twitter and go to twitter.com/ Phil Hendry Show and hashtag PHS. That's twitter.com/ Phil Hendry Show, hashtag PHS, and we will enter you guys into a drawing at the end of the month to get one free month, the month of November, free to our great website, the Phil Hendry Show website. And by the way, what was I going to say? I plumb forgot. Oh, we made an announcement during our pre-show tonight that we will not share on the air because it's information that only our subscribers get. It was an announcement having to do with the further adventures of our show and our creative efforts. It was an announcement having to do with our creative efforts teaming with another creative entity. And it was an announcement that was given to our subscribers. And unfortunately, will not be shared on air, even though it's really hot showbiz news. Bud, take it away.
Hey!
That's enough. All right, so 877-876-PHIL. Now, we're going to bring on Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Mr. Bozell was with us a few months ago when the prediction was made by this well-known California minister, religious minister, preacher, that the end was nigh, or redemption was nigh, or the rapture was rupturing or something. Forgive me, folks, I don't mean to. I don't want to mock anybody's religion, but by the same token, there comes a time when you have to sort of begin to mock, because some of these things are ridiculous. Even Christians themselves have been talking about this, and not all in glowing terms. Stephen, how are you tonight?
Well, I guess like a lot of people, Mr. Hendry, I'm a little bit disappointed.
Because today was the second date, wasn't it?
Today was the second date that was called for by this reverend who, his name right now escapes me.
Can we get the name of that reverend? I forget. I don't know if we have the news story, but today was this was the recalibrated date?
This was a date that he, after looking at Scripture and deciding that he had made some faulty calculations in calculating the date of the rapture, decided that he would go back to Scripture and then reassess. And as you say, Phil, and he came up with the date October 21st. And there were millions of us who, being you know, believers and who had followed him, Reverend Camping, just now remembered it.
If you follow him, how come you don't remember his name?
I had gone through a period there where I tried to just blank it out. If you remember, Mr. Hendry, I'd gone on to your show, and excuse me, but my wife is trying to distract me, and I won't allow it.
What do you mean your wife's trying to distract you?
my wife has sent me on my cell phone. She's sending me photographs of herself and.
Okay. I don't understand.
Hold on for a minute, honey. My wife sent. She sent me pictures of herself. What happened? This started earlier in the day when I had said to her that today is the rapture, and she laughed. And I said, and my wife mocked me and said that I'm not a religious man, and I'm a very religious man. So she started taking photographs of herself and texting them to me all day long, and she just sent me another batch.
Are these? She's naked.
Yes, sir. They're of certain parts of her, and if you could just excuse me for 1 second, sir.
All right. We're talking with Stephen Bozell.
Don't do that. Please don't do that, honey. I know. I think you're beautiful, but you show me those. You show me those. You know what happened. I believe in Jesus Christ, Mr. Henry. I believe in God, and I believe in our Lord, and I believe in anything, you know, all of that, God, the Lord. But when my wife sends me pictures, you know, I love my wife, and we have two children, and she sent me photographs of the...
Okay. Are you distracted? Can you not...
No, I can talk, because I believe that I need to... But what's going on is...
Is your wife mocking you? Is your wife making fun of you?
Well, part of it is to mock me, because I had said to her today that... this morning I said today's the day, and I wanted her to get the children, you know, groomed and combed and ready.
When you say groomed, what do you mean, Steve?
I wanted my children to have their clothes on, to be presentable. Today was the day of the rapture, and I wanted my children to... not that they're going to enter heaven, but I do believe that they should be presentable, and I wanted them to have their hair slicked and have a certain buzz cut, and I don't know.
What do you mean buzz cut?
Well, I just wanted them to get a two-step and to have their hair greased and just be ready to be received. I mean to
be received by God.
Yes, sir. And
were the children frightened?
Why would my children be frightened, sir?
Well, did you tell them that today was the rapture?
No, sir. I just said that today we're going to... today I want you to look very good because today is a very special day.
And did you tell them that... did they know today was the day that some people think was the rapture?
Yes, sir, they did.
And how did they know that?
Well, they probably heard me talking about it.
Were your children... But your kids were not scared?
My children were not scared, and I blame my wife. And I don't blame my wife because they were not scared. I blame my wife because they were not concerned, and my wife thought the whole thing was a joke. And she sent me just now a picture of her private area and a picture of her breasts. And
well, that sounds kind of like she's just having some fun with you.
Yes, sir, it would be, except she knows that I get... distracted by that?
Well, I think any man, any husband would.
Okay, but my wife is really beautiful, and she knows that I know that she's beautiful, and she still does it.
Well, wait, Steve, let's back up here for a second here, okay? Because I don't want to keep talking to you like you're 5 years old, sir, okay?
I was not aware you're doing that, sir.
Well, yes, I am, and it's kind of bothering me, because let's talk straight up, you and me. You just said to me your wife's beautiful. Your wife is having fun with you. They're sending pictures, nude pictures of her. Today, you're worried about a rapture. You had your kids all dressed up. You know, I got to ask you something. This guy camping, he predicted the end of the world a few months ago. It didn't happen. Why are you believing this guy again?
I believe Reverend Camping, sir, because I have faith that he is a illuminated and fully lit up and has a big Klieg light. He's got God's... He's all lit up.
And what do you mean he's lit up? What does that mean? Okay?
You don't know what that means.
In my parlance, in my culture, lit up means you're stoned, or you've been smoking weed, or you're drunk.
I beg your pardon?
That's what lit up means to me. What do you mean he's lit up?
I mean he's illuminated, sir.
All right, sir, then please say that. Okay?
I did say that.
Yeah, you did say it, and they said he's all lit up. Okay, so you believe...
I did say that he was illuminated and that he was lit up. And illuminated and lit up are the same thing. And I believe that God has chosen him to be the voice, to be the messenger, to send to man and to woman, to... That's man, you know, and to...
Are you nervous? Because I'm going to take a break, and I've got to... You know, I'm running on very little patience here. You know,
well, Mr. Ender, if you're jealous, my wife sent me, you know, pictures of it.
No, am I jealous? Look, here's what bothers me. You and I talked about this rapture thing last May. Now you're coming back on, and you're going to tell me about this other rapture thing that didn't happen either. I've heard Christians say that Scripture is very clear. No man will know the time or the place. No man can know when God will call souls home to heaven. These are Christians that have told me this. So I have them backing me up. So this isn't even a Christian thing. This is a Harold Camping thing. And you haven't adequately told me yet why you continue to espouse this man's teachings and why you continue to blame society for the fact that he's been wrong. Okay? Our number...
Well, Mr. Henry, I want to respond to that.
Would you, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to that. Our number is 877...
Well, can I just want to jump...
Oh, no, but hold on. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell on Harold Camping's Dud Number 2.
Well,
truth
cool.
is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it's the world famous Phil Hendry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. And let me just get over to the picture I've got here. For those of you watching Phil TV in HD, there is Harold Camping. He looks like something out of a... somebody just said he looks like the old guy in Poltergeist 2. Friday is the new doomsday, Christian Radio Network says. This is from the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Company. When the California Christian group known as Family Radio predicted the beginning of the end of the world as we know it back in the spring, for the first time, Harold Camping and his followers splashed dire warnings on billboards around the globe. But then nothing happened on May the 21st. That's when that was, Steve.
And I want to make the additional point.
Hold on. There was no rapture, and true believers were not swept to heaven while everyone else was left waiting to be consumed in the total destruction of the earth on October the 21st. Despite that setback, the California-based group is still looking on Friday as a day of reckoning, even if its predictions have been toned down. There's no billboards this time, and the 90-year-old Camping has shifted from definitive language to adding the word probably. So if history repeats itself, the world will be just fine on Saturday. In fact, one observer expects Family Radio, which describes itself as nonprofit, non-commercial Christian radio, will keep sending out its signals, too. I suspect Family Radio will endure yet another failure on the 21st. What has happened with Family Radio is a typical pattern for these kinds of groups. First, there's the brouhaha around the end-of-the-world prediction, the recruiting of followers and believers, and then a kind of deflation and disappointment among them when the prediction doesn't come true. That tends to be followed quickly by a reinterpretation by the leadership. You know, the thing that amazes me and Mr. Bozell...
Well, I want to say something here, Mr. Henry. First of all, talking about me and talking about everybody, boy, they are running us down like dogs just because we believe in this man. And
Hold on. You didn't hear what I just read there, and this is something that needs to be addressed. Why is it when these predictions are not true, why do you and others continue to believe in these people? And what's to believe in? The guy's wrong. He's wrong.
Mr. Henry, he did not say the world's going to end. He said the world may... And or that may there may be a rapture, but probably not. And
no, he didn't say that at all. He is recovering from a stroke he had in June. He's now speaking in more measured tones. He's talked, according to reports, of the end coming very, very quietly, probably within the next month on October the 21st. When are you going to just admit that the guy he doesn't know what he's talking about?
He is a man that has helped a lot of people. He helped me out. I've never met him, but he has helped me out by allowing me to go outside of myself and quit thinking so much about myself and quit thinking so much about my family and quit thinking so much about my mother, who is, my mother had a stroke. Speaking of, you know, strokes, my mother had a stroke 2 years ago, and all I ever did was think about her. And Harold, you know,
Harold Camping got you to think about his stroke.
Okay, that, I don't think that's funny at all.
And, well, isn't it true?
In what true?
Harold Camping got you to think about his stroke instead of your mom's.
Harold Camping never asked me for a thing. I believed in him, and every time that we've said and tried to say to people that the world is in big trouble, I don't know if you've been reading newspapers, Mr. Henry, but the world's in big trouble. Stuff, Wall Street and everything.
And oh, yeah, the world's in big trouble. The world's been in big trouble since I was born. The world's going to be in big trouble after I'm gone. The world's in big trouble.
Well, the world, do you think the world was in big trouble when Jesus was born? No, the world was in doing good because Jesus was born.
And yeah, the world was in big trouble then, too. That's why Jesus was born. Because the world was in big trouble then. If you read the Bible, and here's the thing that I find to be very interesting. You know, we talk about how horrible things are today. Jesus came back at a time when the world was a much simpler place. There were much simpler people afoot and around. There was much smaller societies. There was fewer individuals on the face of the earth. And there was mankind operating in this kind of post-Stone Age, you know, developing status. And yet there was Jesus Christ talking about how sinful the human race was and what wretchedness and wickedness there was. And my God, you'd think he was talking about the 21st century. So when we talk about how wretched and sinful and wicked the world is, how much better have things gotten, or how much worse have things gotten since Jesus was around? Because to be honest with you, he came and he spread his message and he got crucified for it. And now here we are 2,000 years later. The world has continued to grow and develop, and yet there's still wickedness.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say. Did you say he came for no reason?
No, I didn't say that at all. I didn't say that at all. But I didn't say. But what I'm saying is we can make all of these hard and fast predictions about things, but life is just going to kind of go on the way it's going on, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I think the world can still be ended because, guess what? Newsflash for you. It's only 11:25 on the West Coast. Oh.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that the world has not, the world on the East Coast, the world's ended, or it hasn't ended. It's not going to end on the East Coast until it obviously has got to end on the West Coast. But the West Coast has not had the chance to come to an end. And what I'm, okay, hold on.
You're saying that because
hold on, I'd like to say the way I want to say it, Mr. Henry, instead of having you button in.
Okay, but I got to, you know, you're not doing it very well.
Please let me do it. The world is not yet ended because the West Coast is now 11:26. Okay, so there's 24 minutes left, or not 24.
34 minutes, you idiot.
Bud, come on.
Who just called me an idiot, please?
Never mind.
I'd like to know who called me an idiot.
Bud Dittman did, Mr. Bozell.
But who?
My name isn't Bud, it's Bud.
You called me an idiot?
Yeah, you said it's 24 minutes, you idiot. It's 34.
Don't you... Boy, oh boy, when a gloid goes after me like that... And
all right, let's forget about what he said. The world's going to end in now 33 minutes, because we've been arguing for a whole minute about how long from midnight we are. And so we still got a chance to come to an end. Is that it?
I'm just saying that technically he's not wrong. But I'm not saying that it's going to happen. But I'm saying it probably won't. But I am saying, yeah, you're right. It probably won't. Okay?
I don't know what you're saying.
The thing of it is, Mr. Bozell, is you came on our show and you went on other shows last May. You were wrong. You screwed the whole thing up. Camping is wrong. I don't think anybody listening to me disagrees with me. Christians are listening to me. I'm preaching to the choir here, and you're a chorus of one. So I have to say I admire you for your guts.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome for coming on and continuing to press this point home. Let me ask you this. Do you believe, if the rapture doesn't happen in the next 33 minutes, do you believe that we have reached the end times nonetheless?
Yes, sir, I absolutely do. Now, that's something Christians are going to agree on. That's something Christians is going to agree on.
And we have reached the end times.
Yes, sir. Boy, Never has it ever, never been more clear to me.
Okay, can you tell me why you think that?
If you look at the world today, there's a war going on, and there's earthquakes, and there's been, you know, tornadoes and everything. And
all right, hold on. We're going to come back with Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show as he tells us why he still believes the end times are upon us, even though Harold Camping was wrong for the second time. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What an idiot, what the guy said.
All right, bud, thank you.
You idiot.
Phil Henry.
You are an idiot.
Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, as we're talking here with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, on the unfortunately, Steve, and you, there's nothing you can really say about it. It's true, the fact that the second prediction by Harold Camping that the rapture would take place, it didn't take place, and here we are.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I don't want to see our world come to an end. If that's what God has willed and He's decided, no. I feel bad that God has decided to step on a man like Harold Camping, who's done so much to try to make people...
He's done so much to try to make people what?
I mean, he's trying to make people see the Word of God. He's not going to apologize to no reporters. He's not going to say, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Reporter, I was wrong about... You know, Harold Camping, all he knows and all I know and all anybody should know is what God said. And
well, does he know what God said?
I believe, yeah, he knows what God said. He knows what God said to him, and then he knows what God said to him, and he knows that that's what Mr. Camper, Reverend Camper, sorry, Dr., you know, he's got a lot of titles. And
Well, let's call him Reverend, okay?
Well, okay, but he has a doctorate, and he's a doctor. And
a doctor of what?
He's a doctor of gonad. He's a doctor.
Shut up, man. Bud, that's uncalled for.
Boy, that was very... Boy, oh boy. If you were my son, I'd smack you.
Bud, uncalled for.
What?
Don't say that stuff. He's a doctor of what, sir?
I'm still reeling from what that punk said. That punk kid. Some kid with some half-gloid...
Yeah, you're the only guy that's half gloid. I saw Harold Camping on a TV show. Talk about gloid. He looks like the king of the gloid.
Yeah, I just heard what the kid said, and I want to demand an apology right now, sir. I demand an apology right now for the comment he made.
What did he say? I'm talking...
He said that Harold Camping looks like the king of the gloid. I want an apology, and I also want it in writing. I want it on the air, and...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why don't you get out of here and take a chill? Go get one of those root beers from Topper's.
I'll go with you, man. Okay. I want to get the root beer with the raspberry.
God.
So you're going to give that kid a reward for saying that Harold Camping's the king of the gloid, man? And
I'm not giving him a reward, sir. I'm getting him out of the studio, okay? I think both of them...
I heard what you said. Go over to Topper's Pizza and get yourself one of those root beers you like.
Yeah. Just get in the car and get out of here. I just want him out of here. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. I'm going to go to another phone call, and we have R.C. calling us from Altadena. R.C., how you doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, I'm calling in about the man that's on talking about Harold Camping. I'm a Bradley Military Academy, a military cadet of the academy. And I wanted to ask you if you think that if Harold Camping, if you think that he is mentally... If you think he's mentally wrong.
No, sir, I don't. I would not follow Harold Camping if I thought he was mentally wrong. And I don't know why you say that. But...
Have you ever visited Harold Camping between his knees? Because...
All right. Thank you very much. Cut him off. 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, if I'm going to be continually mocked and...
I'm sorry that call was not properly screened, okay?
Well, I heard what he said, and I hope that you clearly eliminated or cleared it out, or however you say what he said. Do I ever visit Harold Camp in between his knees? And
well, that's really good. So you repeat it, the very thing that I tried to edit out so you wouldn't be embarrassed. You go ahead and repeat it.
We're back.
What the hell are you guys doing back?
Yeah, I got my root beer.
Well, wait a minute. How did you guys get back so fast?
There wasn't a line. Yeah, they didn't have any business.
Well, there wasn't a line. The thing is, at least 2 miles away, you guys better not be speeding out there. 877-876-PHIL.
If that's the young man, I would like to get an apology on the Gloyd comment at some point, if you don't mind.
I'd be happy to apologize. You're not going to cry like a baby and everything.
I'm not crying like a baby, sir. I'm man. I'm all man. I'm 100% man. And I got news for you. For you to say the things that you said.
Okay, let's relax and let's not worry about Harold Camping being insulted. 877-876-PHIL. And from last night, we have Debbie Daly calling us. Debbie, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm really good. I wanted to join the gentleman and say that I think that there are a lot of things that he had to say. And I think that, you know, if I didn't have a room believing in me, I don't think I'd ever have a radio show that I had today.
Okay, is this some kind of a joke or something?
No, she's hearing impaired, so she has a little bit of a problem. But Debbie Daly has Daly's Daily, which is a public radio show. So I can assure you she's well known.
Well, I didn't understand what she said, and now it's going to make me cry.
Repeat it, if you wouldn't mind, Debbie.
Well, no, I'm just saying, and I'm telling you, man, I'm saying, I never would have had my radio show. And it never would mean anything. It didn't really mean anything.
I heard her say something about meeting it or ameliorating it.
No, she said if she didn't have a firm belief in Jesus Christ, she never would have survived and be the success that she is. She'd never have a radio show. So she does sympathize with you.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Thank you. I apologize for not understanding it.
Well, that's okay. But I will say, even though I'm in the air, I think that Harold Camping is getting a hearing. And the first thing he said, he's having a ridiculous, and the other guy, he's got everything to do.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I do thank you for that.
Well, you didn't hear what she said.
What?
She said that even though she is a Christian, she thinks Harold Camping's wrong and made an ass out of himself 2 times in a row.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Then why did you say you did agree with it?
Because I thought she was... Man, all you're trying to do is trip me up. I don't understand what you're saying, ma'am. I wish I could understand what you're saying. I so dearly wish I could understand what you're saying, and that way you and I'd have a conversation. But instead, we're like a couple of gibbering idiots sitting on a curb someplace with a tin cup, waiting for the soup kitchen to open up. You're babbling away, and I'm sitting here. I've lost everything.
When you say you've lost everything...
What did she say?
She says, what did you mean by that?
I mean that my wife took my children, and she went off to her brother's house and is staying there for the next week until she says that I calm down and I pull it together and I start to, you know, to man up and just pull it together.
So okay, well, I can understand that.
What?
She said you can stay with her, but she's in New York City.
Look at this. My wife just sent me another picture. She sent me another picture. See, I don't like that at all. She's calling me. Man,
your wife is sending you pictures of her breasts. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, obviously she misses you, okay? So why don't you invite her home and let bygones be bygones?
You think I ought to?
Yeah, I think you ought to. I think you ought to do that and quit messing around with Harold Camping, okay?
Yeah, quit being all gay for Harold Camping and everything.
Yeah.
I'm not gay for Harold Camping. Thank you very much.
All right, Debbie, anyway, thanks for the call and continued success with your show. You had how many?
We have 250 affiliates.
You have 250 affiliates.
Right, we just picked up our new Infinity affiliate in Chicago.
You got 200, and you just picked up your latest affiliate in Chicago.
We did. Yeah, we're doing really good.
Yeah, you're doing really good. I mean, that's great.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong.
I know. Is there something wrong with Sherry?
No, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's fine, Debbie. It's fine. 250 affiliates. You've got one in Chicago. Are you on in New York?
Oh, yeah. We're in New York.
you're on in all the top 10 markets. 250 affiliates on in all the top 10 markets.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, you that there. You going to give me another morning line. Give me this name. Me.
And you may get a shot on CBS TV on Sunday mornings.
Me. And I'm never going to turn when you're going to give me on Sunday morning, and you're going to give me on Sunday afternoon.
It's whether it's Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. All right, Debbie, thank you very much. Bye.
Well, what do you want, Ben?
I'm not bent out of shape. Thank you very much, and goodbye. God.
What are you yelling at her for? She doesn't talk good.
Do you think? I'll tell you what I'm yelling at her, because I found out she's got 250 affiliates.
Yeah, so what?
So what? You can barely understand what she's saying. She's mumbling along, man, like, she's got 250 affiliates, the top 10 markets, and she's got a CBS shot. I'm beating my brains out here at night, and she's kicking ass, and I got to interpret for her.
Yeah, but she's Debbie Daly with Daily Daily, and she's got all the opinions there then on Wall Street.
Yeah. What do you mean she's got all the opinions on Wall Street? Are you telling me that she's got some big liberal point of view?
Yeah, everybody listen to her to find out about the liberal point of view.
Yeah.
Well, so what, man? How do you guys even know? How do you know what she's talking about? And even if you could understand what she's saying, is she saying anything all that brilliant? Debbie Daly, everybody listens to her for the liberal point of view. All I hear coming out of her, man, it sounds like a stuck garage door.
You shouldn't make fun of no people that talk bad.
Yeah, you're right, bud. I won't make fun of people who talk bad.
Nah, man, you're really in an attitude. You got a bad attitude.
Well, when I find out that she's got 250 stations, where's our guest?
He's on hold.
Keep him there. 877-876. We're going to take a quick break. Get David Hall on the line.
What do you want from him?
That's none of your business. Get David Hall on the line.
All right.
We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and don't forget Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars. Now, we are talking with Stephen Bozell.
What does that mean, Nancy Grace, Dance with the Stars? Well, what is that about?
That's a part of a website thing I'm doing.
All I'm telling you is that I think, Mr. Henry, if you've been in touch with my wife and she's been sending you, she's not sending you pictures. I know she wouldn't do that, but is she sending you? I mean, not that, but are you? Has she told you that she's sending me pictures of her breasts?
No, she has not told me that. Why?
Because my wife's built like Nancy Grace.
Well, isn't that great, man? You know, boy, you know, for a guy that's religious, you are distracted by these pictures, these sex pictures. Why don't you get your wife back home and take her to bed, and the two of you just lock the door for a couple of days? How about that?
That is absolutely uncalled for. Oh, man, what you said there, and...
What, does it sound like too good of an idea?
Hey, I told you, whoever this guy Dickman... And
why don't you just talk to me, okay? You're on here about camping and the world ending, blah, 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 blah. Your wife's split with the kids to go stay with her brother while you calm down and get your head out of your rear end. Why don't you have your... And she's sending you nude pictures. Obviously, she misses you. Obviously, she wants to come home. Obviously, she wants to be with you. Good God, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me.
Listen to you bawling like a baby. Your wife is out there sending you naked pictures of herself, you maniac. What do you need, man? You need a telegram? Need a written invitation?
Yeah, man. Seem to me, man, this guy, you ought to get checked, man. Maybe you got brain damage.
Yeah, I think what's happening to you is you're getting dumb, but like that one guy in the movies got dumber.
What guy in the movies got dumber?
That one guy that just died?
Who?
Cliff Robertson.
Cliff Robertson? Oh, you mean when he did that Flowers for... Yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Never mind. You ought to call your wife up and tell her to come home, bring the kids home. Everybody have a nice reunion. You and your wife make up and have a nice, sweet time together. and quit with your belly aching and crying about Harold Camping. This old guy, he's going to have predictions till the cows come home about everything, including when the cows come home. Okay?
Well, I think you've misread everything, Mr. Henry. You know, I know all about making love to my wife. Believe you me, you know, I got a handle on that one. And
you got such a good handle on it, man, that your wife's 3,000 miles away with the kids, staying with her brother because she can't be around you because you're a maniac. But meanwhile, she's sending pictures of herself naked to you. But you got a real handle on it, don't you?
Well, what are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? Dude, you're missing the signpost up ahead, like on the Twilight Zone. Man, you missed it like miles ago. You're missing all of the key signals here. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Vernon in Vernon up in Glendale here on the Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, folks, we are online at philhendryshow.com. We're going to give you information on how to win a free month on philhendryshow.com next hour. Vernon, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very good. I wanted to talk to this man. My name is Vernon Dozier, sir. How are you?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm a high school football coach in Glendale, California. And I wanted to check in because I think that what I have to say might be of some value to you, sir.
All right.
My job is to motivate people to do the very best they can. My job is to motivate a man and help him reach his goals. In the case of football, of course, my job is to motivate a team full of these young men to reach their goals. I have been sitting here listening on my car radio, and I finally did get home to you talking about a wife who's out there someplace who's got a big, you know, you said she had a big chest.
Yes, sir, she does. Very big.
And you're on the radio here talking about this guy Camping. I just took a look at Camping. This guy looked like a drowned rat. Okay, you heard what I said, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, looked like a drowned rat. And you're on the radio here sticking up for a drowned rat. While your wife is out there begging, pleading for it with a big, you know what, that she's got a rear end, that she got a rear end to match, don't she?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Yeah. And all you can do is sit here and cry to your mama about all.
Now, hold on. I'm not crying to my mama.
Now, you just shut your mouth for a minute, okay?
Mr. Henry.
Let's not tell people to shut up.
Hold on. This guy needs, Mr. Henry, let me tell you something. I've been listening to this guy for 45 minutes on your show talking about how people aren't treating Harold Camping right and how, you know, people aren't treating Kristen. He sounds like he needs his daddy. Isn't that right? Don't you need your daddy? Huh?
No, sir, I don't. I want people to understand.
Look, right there. See, you go, oh, baby. You sound to me like the kind of guy that can't get out of bed in the morning unless his mama shows up with a baby bottle. Is that what you need, mister? Huh? You need your mama to help clean you up with a bib, maybe clean up the slop? Is that what you need?
No, sir, I don't need that.
Okay. Then why don't you man the hell up, sack it up, mount up, gear up, or shut up? Because what I've been listening to tonight has got me so, I tell you, Phil, if one of my players started crying and whining the way this guy has tonight, I'd say to him, tell you what, son, get in your daddy's Mercedes-Benz and drive home to your mama and have your mama warm up a baby bottle for you.
Sir,
a baby bottle!
Sir, that's not fair.
And no, you need a W, boy, not fair. Mister, you need your mama to get you a baby bottle. A bottle with milk in it. Breast milk, human breast milk. I'll tell you something right now, the way I'm feeling, I could use some of that. Well,
what did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Boy, that sounded pervert.
That sounded pervert. You are the dumbest hillbilly.
All right, sir. I've heard your comments. Thank you. Your motivational speech. Thank you.
Well, but Phil, you're not getting anywhere. This guy wants his mama.
Hey, bud, is that one of your friends?
No.
The hell it wasn't, because that sounded like a crank call to me.
No, that's that guy that call in all the time. You have him on as a guest. His name Vernon Dozier. He's the head coach of football.
Yeah, I know Coach Dozier that we have on, but that guy sounded like some kind of a crank caller of Bud's. That isn't Willie, is it?
No, it ain't Willie. He can't do a Vernon Dozier impression.
If I find out that that's Willie...
It ain't Willie. You don't know how to do a Vernon Dozier.
Willie don't do a Vernon Dozier one.
Yeah, the hell he doesn't do a Vernon Dozier one. All right, anyway, thanks very much, and we appreciate very much, ladies and gentlemen, this and thank you very much, of course, Mr. Bozell. I didn't mean, per se, to make fun of your religion.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, I took more than Harold Camping's ever had to take.
I don't think you did. I don't think you did. I think that you, took the normal questions and answers from a talk radio audience. Thank you very much, and have a very pleasant good evening. If I find out your friend Willie...
That wasn't Willie, swear to God.
Because that guy was kooky.
Yeah, but that Vernon Dozier, man, he always kooking out. That cat kooks. Last time you had him on, he kooked. A week before that, he kooked.
And what do you mean he kooked? What is that?
He's always saying something kook.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Speak English, okay?
Man, you in a bad mood.
Every time I gotta interpret what you two clowns are saying, I get into a bad mood. And then I get some guy, Nana. We'll be back, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.